Jesus had a real knack for asking the hard questions. He asks Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" When he is in the boat with his friends and a storm blows in, "Why are you so afraid?" And as he kept showing these same friends over and over again what the power of love can accomplish in the world, they still don't get it. And he asks them, "Do you still not see and understand?" And after Peter betrays him not once, but three times, he asks, "Do you love me?" Now, these questions sound like they call for concrete, specific answers, and of course we just read them on the page or we hear them read to us in church on Sunday, and so they're easily skipped over, I think. They're easily ignored or just as easily responded to with pat, easy answers. "Who do you say I am?" "Why, you're Jesus, the Son of God." "Why are you so afraid?" "Well, Jesus, because the boat is capsizing." "Do you still not see and understand?" "But I do see. I do understand." "Do you love me?" "Of course I do. I said so. Why would you doubt it?" But I think Jesus asks these hard questions not really expecting or even wanting an answer, but rather hoping that his listeners would look deep inside themselves and really examine what they knew and what they could count on. Today's question to the man who's been ill for 38 years may be the hardest question that Jesus asks. "Do you want to be made well?" Seems like almost a ridiculous question, doesn't it? I mean, here's a person who's been hanging out in a place of healing, a pool called Bethesda in Jerusalem, for a long, long time. Just this circumstance would lead one to believe that he wanted to get well, but Jesus had to ask. I don't hear any recrimination in Jesus' voice, not like, "Do you want to get well?" But I hear a gentle urging to look inside and try to discern, "Do you want to be made well?" How does the man answer? Does he say, "Yes, Jesus, I do want to be made well. How do I go about it? Can you help me?" No. He naturally does what some of us do. Much of the time, he immediately starts blaming others. "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." This may be true. It probably is true. The others who were at the pool at Bethesda were probably there concerned with their own illnesses and their own pain. And they might not have had the awareness or the compassion to help this man into the healing waters. But note that he did not say that he had asked anyone else for help. And there is a note of self-pity in his voice. But Jesus lets that one slide, so I'm going to let that one slide too. Jesus just said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk. You have been made well." And at once the man was made well, he took up his mat and began to walk. What changed in that man that day at that pool? Did he finally, prompted by Jesus' hard question, come to the realization that he did want to be made well and whole? That waiting around for others to carry him into the water was not helping, but rather hindering him in his healing? Well, Jesus was the Son of God, so probably he only knows for sure what the mechanism was that worked that day in this person's life, how this miracle of wellness worked out. And I'm taking it on faith that it did happen that day, that it can happen today, and that it does happen in our lives if we first take Jesus' question seriously. Do we want to be made well? Now, Jimmy has spoken so eloquently in his Easter sermon and since then about how, no matter what you think, no matter what your circumstances are, how badly you are hurting or acting, that you're all right. In fact, you're better than all right. There is nothing wrong with you. It's a bold claim, and I'm sure that it's true. You come from love because you come from a Creator God who is love, and you were built to love and be loved. And that is true no matter how hard you try to deny it. And yet, we wouldn't have a healing ministry here at St. John's if people weren't ill or hurting. We wouldn't gather around one another, feed one another, hold on to one another, laugh and cry with one another, if we didn't find in our own hearts that broken place that needs to be healed. Of course, there's nothing wrong with us. Not at our cores, not in our true natures, but damn, life hurts sometimes. Do we want to be made well? Of course we do. One way of thinking about these stories that we hear in church on Sunday is to see which of the characters we can most relate to and then ask ourselves some questions. I know, today's sermon is more about questions than it is about answers. But anyway, these questions are, what does this story say about humanity? What does this story say about God? And what does this story call me to do? I think this story says plenty about humanity. Because we, children of a loving God, built to love and be loved, can hurt deeply, sometimes for years, and sometimes we can be hurt in ways that paralyze us, spiritually and emotionally. None of us wants to be in pain, and yet pain is a fact of life. None of us wants to hurt. And the way to wellness is not always clear, and even when it is clear, it doesn't always feel accessible. Eventually, ironically, the pain can almost become comfortable. Some of us, me included, choose to sit by that pool for a long, long time, waiting for someone to carry me into healing water. Some of us, me included, get frustrated and give up when others seem to get in our way. Some of us, me included, need to be asked, or to ask ourselves, do I want to be made well? That question, that subtle, nagging question, might be the still, small voice of God, and we need to listen to it. Because here we are, with God, again and always. The story says much about God and God's action in the world. God is not some remote deity, not some clockmaker who set the world in motion and is sitting back watching how it all plays out. God does not watch us as we fumble around here in our lives, trying our best, keeping tally where we succeed and where we fail. Jesus, God's Son, roamed around Palestine right in the midst of hunger, pain, and suffering of humanity, feeding the hungry, healing the sick and the disabled, speaking and showing love to a broken world. And he continues to roam around Jackson Hole, Wyoming today, performing those same miracles. God's love is active and accessible, and will heal us if we give love a chance. So what does this little vignette from John call us to do in the world, in these lives in which we have been so richly blessed? I believe it calls us to have faith and to love, and that it all starts with a question. Do I really want to move forward spiritually? Do I want to make progress emotionally? Do I want to go up to a place where I can embody God's love in a way that will heal me and perhaps ease at least some of the pain in the world? Well, I guess that's three questions. Jesus summed it all up with one simple, direct one. Do you want to be made well? But I'm not Jesus. Against my better judgment, I seem always to complicate simple things. Can anybody relate to that? Well, I'll bet you can, because we're all complicated beings. Jesus' last words to the man were, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat, and he began to walk. So we need to stand up, take up our mats, and walk. Now, I'd be the last one to tell you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Just get over it. Go on with your lives, because I don't believe that healing works that way. I'm not discounting the possibility of a once and for all miraculous healing, because with God, everything is possible. But it seems more plausible to me that if we give ourselves the same compassion that on our best days we can give to others, then we can be a little patient with ourselves too. We're all just starting to walk every day, and we can choose our paths. Our circumstances and our pasts do not have to define us. We can walk in the sure knowledge that we are beloved, God's children, and we can walk toward healing, truth, and light. And we can help one another on the way to stand up, take our mats, and walk. We have much to learn, and that is a good thing, because the journey begins with a question. Do I want to be made well? Of course you do. Of course you can. Amen.